Hello and welcome to The Frighteners. Don't get us confused with the movie. It's a good movie though, but don't get us confused. Episode 4. This episode we will be looking at an article from theoccultmuseum.com. I'm getting a lot of stuff from them, which is fine because they got a good website. This article is called Midnight Hour: Seven Paranormal Games to Play in the Dark Tonight. I don't know why they say games. I've been reading through some of them just to get an idea, and most of them are summoning spells, if you believe in that. And if you do believe in that, then why would you even play these quote-unquote games? Because, they summon demons and whatnot. Just like the first game here is called the Midnight Game. The Midnight Game is said to be an ancient pagan ritual. It's not technically a game, but, so this article calls it a game, but it's a pagan ritual that was used as punishment for those who disobeyed the gods. It involves summoning the Midnight Man, and avoiding him from midnight until 3:30 a.m. And anyone who has played this advises against it. It's the Midnight Man. Oh, no, it's not. Because I haven't did the ritual, not game. Ritual to summon the Midnight Man. Excuse me, sorry about that. To play the game or do the ritual, you must need the following: a candle, matches, salt, paper and pen, a wooden door, and a drop of your own blood. So, the last time I played a game that required me to bleed, I bowed out before they got near me with the pricking needle. I don't care how fun they say a game is, I am not bleeding for it unless if it's accidental, like playing basketball and getting thumped in the face by someone trying to steal the ball from you, or getting tackled in football or baseball, cracking your nose open or whatever. That's fine, but not intentionally cutting myself to summon a demon, so to speak. So let's see here. See if it's really technically a demon. Alright. To invite the Midnight Man into your home, still, I don't see any game here. There's no real rules, except for the ritual rules, and there's no real way to win. But we'll get to that. To invite the Midnight Man into your home, you must write down your name and add the drop of blood to the piece of paper. So, last time I had to put a piece of my name and some blood on a piece of paper. Well, I think I was just born and they was doing my blood test. I don't know, I can't remember that far back, but yeah, I don't remember ever getting asked to play tag or hide and seek and be like, alright, before we play tag, guys, we need everybody to write their name down in this piece of paper, and then I gotta come around and prick them in the face or the nose or wherever they want to be pricked so we can get their blood down so they know that they're bound to this game. No, that's never happened. We just play tag or play football or play hide and seek. The closest I ever got to that is when I was dabbling around with witchcraft, and we would Ouija board. Why did I say voodoo? Yeah, Ouija board stuff, and that's the closest I got to almost cutting myself to try to get to let the ghostesses know that I was serious about this, but no. I know that there's no way to be serious about something that's not real, but let's get back to the game. Now, after you write your name on the piece of paper and drip your drop of blood on the piece of paper, now turn off every light in the house and place the lit candle and the paper in front of the wooden door. Did I say wooden chair earlier? I meant wooden door if I did say wooden chair. Place the lit candle and the paper with your name and drip of blood on it. I said drip instead of drop just to be funny. On it in front of the wooden door. Now, knock on the door 22 times. That sounds exhausting. And I hope nobody tries to fuck with you because you were like, 21, 20. Fuck, you messed me up, man. I got to start all over. 1, 2. And are they counting double knocks as one knock? Is that one knock or is that one knock? So do you have to do 22 knocks or 44 knocks? I know it says 22 times, so I guess technically just 1, 2, 3, all the way to 24 instead of 1, 2, 3. I don't know. I guess however you want to knock. Just make sure you get 22 in there somewhere. With the final knock, and this takes timing, folks, you have to do like a knock a second for 22 seconds before midnight, because that's when the final knock must be placed. Unless if you do like 21 and then you go fuck off for an hour or however long it is until midnight, and then it's midnight, 22. I don't know, but you gotta do the last knock when the clock strikes, or chimes as it says here. I'm getting better at that. I'm not too many chokes on the ha ha ha. See, that's what I get for boasting. But make sure the last knock is at 12 a.m. midnight. Open the door and then blow out the candle, and then close the door. Then close the door. Relight your candle immediately, and now the game has started, and you have until 3:33 a.m. to avoid the Shadow Man as he hunts for you in the dark. I thought his name was the Midnight Man. So, are we summoning the Midnight Man, or are we summoning the Shadow Man? And is there a twist to this game to where you avoid the Shadow Man but get killed by the Midnight Man? I don't know, it's weird. I understand that they call the Midnight Man the Shadow Man, but it's kind of confusing. Oh well, I still don't think it's a game. I think it's more of a ritual. The signs that he is near the Shadow Man, aka the Midnight Man, pronouns pal. The signs that the Shadow Man is near include whispering sounds, drops in temperature. Ooh, it's getting cold in here. And most importantly, see, I'm getting there. I'm learning the funny stuff here, but you know, I wouldn't even do anything and I about choked on nothing. And most importantly, the candle flickering or going out. So, after the temperature drops, it's cold in here, you must keep an eye on the candle. And if the candle starts flickering and or goes out, you know that he is near. And if the candle does go out, you must relight it within 10 seconds. And then take the salt you have and make a salt circle and stand inside the salt circle. Is this an episode of Supernatural or a game? Weird. And then you must remain in the circle until 3:33 a.m. when the game ends. And, if the Shadow Man's any type of paranormal being worth his salt, see what I did there? Worth his salt, and you're standing in a salt ring, he can manipulate the wind and blow the salt away, which breaks the which breaks the ring, and you're fucked. But that's just me watching shows like Supernatural, knowing that sometimes the salt circle is not as impenetrable as you may think it is. But apparently the person that wrote this didn't watch Supernatural. And if for some odd reason the circle's broke or he catches you, well, this is what happens. And according to those that have played the game, and I don't have anybody with direct quotes, but still, those that have played the game, he'll either trap you inside a hallucination of your worst fear, or rip out your internal organs one by one. So whatever you do, don't get caught. Actually, it's probably best if you don't play this game at all. You know, the game that we told you exactly how to play and wrote part one of a 7-part article about. So, you've been warned. Oh, and by the way, the hallucination of your worst fear doesn't seem as bad as organs ripped out one by one. And how do they know what happens to the people that get caught? Don't they die? Whether they die in their hallucination or die by getting their organs ripped out? How do they report? Do they like, oh my god, I'm getting my liver ripped out. Hold on, let me write this down so people know what's going on. You're ripping my spleen out, and now you're ripping my lungs out, and now you're ripping my head off, and now you're ripping my brain out. What is it? Did someone get some of their organs ripped out and be like, it happened to me because I got my pancreas ripped out? I don't know. Pancreas, liver, whatever. But apparently, he got it ripped out, whoever this he is. Apparently, that's the game. It seems like you just summoned a demon to trying to avoid him. Well, it says a Shadow Man, so I guess he'd be, technically demons or evil spirits if you believe the lore and Supernatural. They're having you cover yourself or contain yourself inside a salt circle. It doesn't matter what type of salt it is. Can you use rock salt, or do you have to use table salt? They don't say. And game two, Three Kings. Three Kings comes to us from the No Sleep subreddit. In order to participate in this game, still sounds like some type of summoning ritual, and if you believe in this stuff, how is it a game when you're technically summoning something? I thought a game is something you played like tag. You play tag. It seems like if you are playing tag with these entities, they kill you every time they tag you in. But we'll continue on with Three Kings. In order to play or participate, you need to set up two mirrors, more mirrors. So, but you need mirrors, apparently. In these first two, you need a bunch of mirrors. But in this one, you only need two. You need to face each other with a chair placed in the middle. And then lastly, you'll need a lit candle. Apparently, they also want you to burn your house down, because this is the second one with a candle that you have to light in the dark. Well, I digress. The chair is considered your throne. And making you the king. Yay, I'm finally a king. But I gotta stare at myself. Yay, mirrors. Not. The mirrors are your queen and your fool. Although you may not know exactly which one is your queen and which one is your fool, at exactly 3:30 a.m., you are to sit on the chair with the lit candle facing a mirror. You hold the candle and candle and stare into the darkness. And now the game has begun. I was going to laugh, but I might cough. The purpose of this game is to transport your consciousness into another dimension. You got to believe in being able to transport yourself into other dimensions, and also you got to believe in other dimensions, because there is scientific theory out there that say that we are but one reality in many realities, and our reality is a construction, or not a construction, but a result of two other realities, i.e. dimensions, slamming into each other and exploding. So, there might be something to it, but then again, that's still a fringe idea, even the fringiest of fringes ideas. That's even more fringe than we all live in a computer simulation. But there's a little bit of science to this, but still, I don't know about the transporting yourself into another dimension, because I'm not sure if that's possible at all, and I'm gonna have to say no, because no, Occam's razor. That's all I'm gonna say to that about that. But here's some reports. Many players have reported having conversations with themselves and in an honest and retrospective manner. So in other words, it seems like this is just more of a meditation skill than anything, or way to meditate. They also look at their past and present through new eyes. Others have claimed that this ritual, second part of this article that says it's a game, says it's a ritual. Ritual and games are two different things. And if someone was reading this that believed in rituals and witchcraft, and seen it as said game, and then now you're calling the game a ritual, they would be upset, because rituals are not games if you believe in this stuff, especially these type of rituals. But the ritual will induce a lucid dream. Either way, you're interested in staying up all night meditating. So basically, that's all this is a meditation game or meditation ritual. Seems like a lot of steps to go through just to meditate when I can sit in a dark room and listen to fan noises and do pretty much the goddamn same thing. But oh well, you'll have that. But remember, whatever secrets you may learn stay with you as long after the game has ended. May they be good or bad. It wasn't even close that time. And now for number three, the closet game. The closet game. The only reason I say that like that is because the sole purpose of this game is to the closet game number three, pronouns pal. The sole purpose of the closet game is to summon a demon into your home. Now, if you believe in this stuff, why the hell would you do that? Even if you just half-ass believe it because of Supernatural or Lucifer, this TV show, or anything that's fiction like the Bible or anything like that, why the hell would you have a demon in your house to begin with? They're just gonna fuck shit up. But I digress. That's what it says here. I will read the first sentence again. The closet game sole purpose is to summon a demon into your home. Pretty straightforward, even though I don't know how summoning a demon into your home is going to be fun like a game's supposed to be, but let's read on. To play said game, the closet game, you stand in your closet with an unlit match and utter the phrase, "Show me the light or leave me in the darkness." At this point, you should hear a faint whisper, and as soon as you hear it, you light the match, and you have in your hand. Let's repeat that phrase, because I was being silly whispering it. Just in case if anybody wants to try this, you stand in a closet with a match, of course no light in the closet, and you say the phrase, "Show me the light," or "Leave me in the darkness." I think you're supposed to say them together, but you can pause or whatever, but it fucking doesn't matter, apparently. And at this point, after you say the phrase, "Show me the light or leave me in the darkness," you should hear a faint whisper in your ear. And as soon as you hear it, I know I'm repeating myself, but just making sure we're getting all this. As soon as you hear it, you light the match you have in your hand. This is important because if you fail to light the match in time, it is said the demon will pull you into the eternal darkness. Eternal Darkness was a good game. It was a really good game. A couple times it'll fuck with you. Yeah, like seriously fuck with you. Blue screen you and make you think your game's fucked up. It's a pretty cool little game. You should try it. You should play it. It's only on GameCube. So if you can find an emulator for GameCube, it's awesome. Or if you just have an old school GameCube like I used to have, it's an awesome game. I would have a GameCube. I think I'm going to find me a GameCube. GameCube just for that game, because it's a good game. But back to the closet game. If you fail to light the match in time, you will be pulled into the pit of eternal darkness. If you light the match, open your closet door and slowly step out into the room. Congratulations, now your closet is haunted by a demon. Again, this does not sound like a game, because there is no outside of ritual. There is no set rules. There is no real way to win outside of not getting pulled into the darkness by a demon. And why the hell, again, if you believe in this crap, and I say crap because I don't believe in it, and I don't think you should either. Yay, my catchphrase made it into an episode. But seriously, if you believe in this stuff, why the hell would you want to summon a demon to haunt your closet? At the very least, he's gonna fuck your clothes up and hide your shoes from you and make you late for work. The hell would you want that, like, every day? So, I'm not quite sure why you would do this, but, here, let's see some of the reports. And it is, recommended that, you never look inside your closet without light. And why would you look in your closet without light anyways? And when you turn a light on or have a flashlight or something to look in the closet for the stuff you got in there? Weird. It is also rumored that, by chance, if you leave the door open to the closet that you did this game in, you will see a demon watching you from inside with his red eyes glowing like burning matches. Yay, you have a demon if you believe in that stuff. Why would you want a demon in your closet? Even if you like demons, they don't like you and they'll rip your soul apart. So, if you believe in this stuff, why the hell would you have a demon? Just a simple question. Game 4. One man hide and seek is based on an old ritual, which is not a game. And if you believe in this, you should be upset that they're using ritual and game interchangeably. But I digress. This is a ritual said to summon the dead. The folklore that surrounds this game involves restless, wandering spirits which are said to endlessly search for bodies to possess. You are to summon such spirit by offering it a doll instead of a human host. While this game, but at the beginning of the article, or the beginning of the section here, it said ritual, so they're interchanging those words. And again, I may not believe in this, but I don't like that, because they're not games, they're rituals, and rituals and games are two different, but the same thing. But still, in this case, to me, they're two different things, because so far this is the closest that I've read to a game, because you're actually hide and seeking, because, you know, basically what this is hide and seek with a doll. So you take said doll and you rip out all of its stuffing, says the article. And then you replace its stuffing with rice and a piece of your fingernail or some hair. And then you sew up the doll with a red piece of thread. And then you fill the bathtub up with normal water. Nothing special there. And then you place the doll in the filled bathtub. Turn off all the lights. I don't know why you have to keep turning off all the lights in your house. I know you should know your house, but come on. Really? That's an easy way to hurt yourself. But still. You turn out all the lights in your house, and then you go get some salt water. Fill your mouth with salt water. And after you do that, you go back to the tub. And if you did everything correctly, when you go back to the tub, the doll should have disappeared. Now you begin searching your house, remembering to keep all the lights off, because this game must be played in the dark. Excuse me. One man hide and seek can only end once you have found the doll. Pour the salt water, or spit up the salt water out of your mouth, onto the doll. Wait until the doll is dry, and then burn it and discard the remains to complete the ritual. Or game, since this is what this article's about, is 7 games. So I'm still a little upset about them interchanging game and ritual, because it's a bit of appropriation. But, oh well, I digress. Of course, it is probably easier just to play with a friend, but, you know, if you really want to, you can play hide-and-seek with your doll. Yay. And now, game 5. Dry bones. If hide-and-seek with a doll is not your thing, or at the very least, boring as shit, I have a good one here for you. Dry bones is hide-and-seek, but against a demon. I don't know why all these damn games, and this is actually more of a game than even the one-man hide-and-seek, because one-man hide-and-seek just ends. You get the doll, get it wet, let it dry, burn it, game over. If you don't find the doll, nothing bad happens. If you do find the doll, nothing bad happens. This one, it's a little more, has a little more stakes to it, you know what I mean? A little more dangerous, if you believe in this stuff, because you're summoning a demon to your house to play hide-and-seek. So, take a candle and a match, and you go into your bathroom. At 12:01, you stare into the mirror and light the candle with your match. You let the match burn out on its own. I don't know why that's important, but apparently that's important. And then you say these words: I'm aware of your presence, and I welcome you into my home. Come now. Next, you run as fast as you can and hide. To survive this game, you must remain hidden. And the way this game ends is at 3 a.m., if you haven't been caught, I guess, for lack of a better term, you go to the largest room in your home and say, "Thank you for playing, but you must leave now. You are no longer welcome." I still don't understand why this website or people that play these games or whatnot think they can boss around demons. A, if you allow a demon into your house, I don't know why he would leave if you don't allow him in your house. And also, demon possession. They don't ask permission. They just show the fuck up in your body if you believe that stuff. And it takes damn near death to get rid of them. So I don't know why they would listen to you politely saying, "Thank you for playing, but you must leave now. You are no longer welcome." They're demons, not vampires. But at this point, you should hear a groaning sound, which means the demon has consented. Piss poor demon. These must be minor demons. And if you hear the groan, that means you have won. And legend says, if you survive the game, you will be rewarded with a prize of your choosing. And if you lose, probably die and go to hell. The article says, a fate more terrible than we can describe here. So whatever you do, don't lose. Well, they don't do all that, but I did, so don't lose if you don't want to go to hell and get your soul ripped apart for eons upon eons, if you believe this stuff. Again, if you do, why would you invite demons into your home? Game 6, number 6, Elevator to Another World. Again, this does not sound like a game, it sounds like more of an experiment, but supernatural belief in elevators has its origin in Korea, where it said you can travel to another world, possibly a parallel dimension, using a specific combination on the elevator pad. They use the word experiment. That is better than saying this is a game, but this is more of an experiment than a game, not even a ritual. It's just, will this work? Let me push buttons. And the buttons you must push on the elevator pad is 4, 2, 6, 2, the number 40, and 5. In that order. Again, the order is, if you guys want to try this, 4, 2, 6, 2, 40, 5. And make sure they're in that order. And not 45, 40, and then the number 5. So, again, for clarification purposes, 4, 2, 6, 2, 40, and then the number 5. And you will begin your ascent. On the 5th floor, a woman should walk into your elevator. Don't talk to her or look at her. This article tries to make a joke by saying, just like any other elevator ride. But I don't know what elevator ride they've been on. I chat sometimes with people, especially if we're at a horror movie convention or whatever, and they got a t-shirt I like, or I have a t-shirt on they like. We'll chat, and then we'll move along. But when you play this game, experiment, you must look straight ahead and don't talk to the woman. After she enters, you must press the first floor button. The elevator will ignore your command because it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more, at least four to five more floors to go through before it goes back down, because that's how elevators work. Whichever numbers you push first, it goes to those floors first and then goes to the ones after. So if you push 4 first, you're going to floor 4. If you push, and then it'll go to 2, then it'll go down 2, up to 6, back down to 2, up to floor 40, if there is a floor 40, and down to floor 5. Then you press 1, and it will ignore your command, and it should go to the 10th floor. Now, it stops randomly at the 5th floor in the middle of your ascent to the 5th floor, or 40 floor, or whatever, like in the middle of going from floor 2 to floor 6, it stops in the middle, the lady gets on, then it goes to 6, then back to 2, then 40, then to 5, or it goes through the whole combination and then stops at 5. If that's the case, and you press 1 and then it goes to 10, it is a little weird, but I doubt that'll happen, unless if there's like a mix-up in the board or whatever. But then again, this is a elevator to another world, so this is supernatural, which is fake. It's just a television show. Just a television show, that's all. But, like the article says, that the elevator will ignore your command and take you to the 10th floor. Once you reach the 10th floor, you can exit the elevator, and you will be in another world. If the woman happens to ask you where you're going, you don't answer her. It doesn't say what will happen if you do answer her. I assume the experiment is over, and she disappears, and you die, or nothing happens, and you have to do the combination all over again, and you wasted an hour of your time trying to go to another world that's not there. No. But still, it says don't talk to her, don't answer her. And to exit the world that you have been to, you get onto the same elevator and you press the exact same combination of buttons, and apparently you get to go through the same rigmarole of the lady getting on the thing, you don't talk to her, and then you finally go back to your world so you can get to your car and go to the pub. Well, at least there's the pub. Next game. Game 7. Of course, we can't have a paranormal game article without talking about Bloody Mary. If these were top 7 instead of just 7, this would probably be number 1. But this is number 7. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Or Candyman if you like the movie Candyman. Same difference. But Bloody Mary is a paranormal game. This is more of a dare than a game, but I guess you can say it's a game. Less of a ritual, more of a game, because, you know, you're still summoning an evil spirit, or possibly by this time a demon, into your home. And this is an urban legend based on the bloody reign of Mary, T-U-D-O-R, Tudor, or Mary Worth, the child murderer, whichever one. Just someone named Mary that is terrible, or was terrible. I know I've tried it. I've played the game, quote-unquote game, and nothing's happened. Yet. And last time I played the game, I think it was in high school, and I'm 35 now, so if old Bloody Mary's gonna come and get me, bitch. But this is like the closet game, but it is in a bathroom with a mirror. Objective is to summon Bloody Mary, either Mary Tudor or Mary Worth's ghost. You go into the bathroom, you turn off all the lights, and you stand in front of a mirror with a lit candle, and then you say either Mary Worth, Mary Tudor, or Bloody Mary 3 times. I don't know where I was at, so hopefully this will make sense soon. But you stand in your bathroom with the lights off, candle in hand, and you say either Bloody Mary, Mary Worth, or Mary Tudor 3 times into the mirror as you hold the candle. Mary should then appear to you. covered in blood. Some reports say that she's violent, comes through the mirror and grabs you and pulls you into the mirror world, which in sense kills you, or she is so scary and so malicious looking that just her presence, you looking at her, I guess, will give you a heart attack and kill you on the spot. And they've also used this as the reason for the ghostesses in Paranormal Activity series, the third one, where the two sisters are in the bathroom and say, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And then, blah, jump scare time, and Bloody Mary shows up. And then, boom, that's kind of the explanation outside of the one where the devil wants one of the daughters or something. I don't know, it's been a while since I've seen that movie. Decent movie. The third one was the best of the lot. The first one was good. The second one retread of the first one. Third one, really, 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 really good. And the marked ones was pretty good. But it was more like Paranormal Activity, the Mexican version. I don't know. Because it's almost like they don't even acknowledge that anymore outside of the very end of the movie, which I will not spoil because it is a decent movie and you should watch it. But that is the end of the, let me get back up to it here. Midnight Hour, Paranormal Games to Play in the Dark. So that is the end of the 7 Paranormal Games to Play in the Dark. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope I was at least somewhat entertaining. And thank you. And this is Randall Wayne Snodgrass II with The Frighteners. Don't get us confused with the movie, even though it is a badass movie. Just don't get us confused with the movie, because this is a podcast, not a movie. I am not Michael J. Fox. I am Randall Wayne Snodgrass II. Big difference.